Gay marriage. It hasn't been on such a roll since Bert and Ernie first co-signed their lease on Sesame Street. Washington State has followed Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, Iowa, and the District of Columbia to become the latest jurisdiction in the U.S. to legally recognize domestic bliss between men and men and women and women. New Jersey is poised to jump on the big gay bandwagon, and a recent court decision in California has invalidated that state's Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage. Last year, for the first time, four national polls found a majority of Americans favor gay marriage, and there's an ever-shrinking minority of objectors. But don't bust out the Apple Teenies and Indigo Girls CDs just yet. Last year, when the deep blue state of Maryland voted on gay marriage, everyone expected the birth state of John Waters to go all in on My Big Fat Gay Wedding.
After weeks of intense lobbying and debate, the votes for passage simply weren't there.
Understanding what happened is essential to the future success of same-sex marriage. And it's worth understanding what's at stake, too. Here's Justin and Philip Terry Smith, two residents of Maryland, who were especially disappointed by last year's failure to launch.
You know, we love each other, so why on earth would we not go for marriage?
For these guys to be more than just roommates in the Terrapin State, they'll have to overcome opposition from social conservatives on both sides of the aisle.
I mean, if we're going to protect something, it ought to be protecting marriage between one man and one woman.
Gays and lesbians have never been discriminated like I've been discriminated.
Indeed, recent Washington Post polls of Maryland voters show that while 71% of white Democrats support gay marriage, only 41% of blacks do. Because of that intra-party split, successful gay marriage campaigns have to cross party lines to grit, spit, and get her done. That's how New York succeeded.
Ayes 33, nays 29.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo reached around to Libertarian Republicans to create a bulletproof majority. And that's what Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, a Democrat, is doing this time. There is little doubt gay marriage will ultimately prevail. It is on an express train to universal passage. The only remaining question is how long will opponents...
Marriage is the union between a man and a woman.
...make gay and lesbian couples wait to join long-suffering heterosexuals in getting married and divorced happily ever after. For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.